We could talk about the market if you want. Are you into cryptocurrency?
Just a little bit, not too much.
Not too much. Do you work in the cryptocurrency world, or are you just an investor?
Yeah, just bought some currency here and there.
Interesting. What kind of currencies do you like? Are you an Ethereum person, or are you more into other type of coins?
Mostly cheaper coins. They sell easy.
Mostly cheaper coins. I think that makes sense. How long have you been into that?
Via YouTube.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
YouTube videos.
YouTube videos, cool. So that's interesting. So are you the only person, like, do your friends invest as well, or are you the only person that you know that's into it right now?
No, I'm like the only person into it right now.
Yeah. That's funny. I think a lot of people are like that. I think everyone sort of assumes that knows about cryptocurrency, and it's like a big movement, but I think regionally throughout the world it's still pretty niche.
Yeah, not a lot of people know about it, especially here in Africa.
Yeah, especially in Africa. Are you in Africa?
Yeah, Algeria, exactly.
Oh, Algeria, cool.
Yeah.
I'm in the United States.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's cool. So I'm curious, like, I've always been really interested in how people in, non-major markets buy cryptocurrency. Could you tell me a little bit about, like, what it's like to buy cryptocurrency in Algeria? Are there major exchanges that you use, or how do you go about it?
At first, I started mining it using those USB sticks, if you know them.
Oh, yeah.
The Raspberry Pis.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I started using them, but not a lot of profit in them.
Yeah, I mean, one of the issues with cryptocurrencies is that a lot of these mining situations are proof of work, where a lot of the consensus algorithms are proof of work, like Bitcoin, and where you wind up having, it's basically an arms race for like the most hashing power. And so if you don't have
a big machine, you can't make a profit.
Yeah, you can't compete really. So that's definitely a challenge. So you mine, you don't buy cryptocurrency, is that correct?
No, I used to mine, but now I buy.
Cool. So in Algeria, like, what kind of exchanges do you use in Algeria?
I usually contact someone here who sells them, and you wait for the price to go up or down.
Oh, interesting. So it's like over the counter. So like you basically doing trades with person to person.
Yes, we don't have like credit cards here.
That's interesting.
Everything is cash.
Everything's cash. So you meet people in person. What's that like? I'll be honest. I used to live in South Korea, and I had the ability to do over the counter trades there. And I did it quite often. But ever since I came back to the United States, the regulation here is very strict depending on what state you're in. So I stopped buying over the counter with cash, years ago. So I'm very interested to hear what it's like for you to only be able to buy with cash.
Oh, there's no rules, or the government even doesn't care about it.
The government doesn't care.
You can do whatever you want here. It's not. It's very new to them. They don't know what to do about
it. Huh. So that's interesting. So are there like a lot of, I mean, so you're obviously buying cryptocurrency from other people that have it, that are knowledgeable about it enough, at least to trade. So would you say that there's a growing interest in Algeria, or would you say that it's, you know, not growing?
It's like a black market. A few people only know about.
So what types of cryptocurrencies are being sold, like, as you say, in the black market? Like, do you buy like Bitcoin or Ether, and then you trade that for the less expensive options?
Bitcoin is too expensive. It's like here, 14,000.
No way. Really?
That's like a year's salary for a doctor.
Oh, man.
So you can't really buy something like that.
So I'm curious. So what do you, so when you go, like, do you meet these people? How do you find these people? And like, you know, what is it like? Can you tell me a little bit about like the experience is like?
I usually meet them over the dark web. Then they give you a location and you go to that location.
And now, are you bringing a laptop or a mobile phone that has a wallet or a barcode on it? Or do you, I know a lot of these less expensive tokens, they typically have, you know, they have a lot of them don't even have mobile wallets, and a lot of them don't even have desktop clients, you know, for their wallets. So I'm curious what it's like transacting, you know, like that.
You can use it just by phone. They can send it by phone.
Submit it by phone. And when you buy something, how long do you wait for the confirmation? Like, do you make sure that
15 minutes?
15 minutes. Okay, that's
not too much.
Yeah. Okay. And so, what are some of the more popular coins that are available that you buy on a regular basis?
There is one called Catcoin.
Catcoin. Okay.
Cat.
Oh, Catcoin. C A T.
Yes.
Oh,
it's fairly, it's like a dollar.
A dollar. Okay. So now, do you use any exchanges once you buy these coins to trade them for other cryptocurrencies, or do you usually just save them?
No, just save them, wait till the price go up, then sell them.
Do you sell them for Bitcoin, or do you try and sell them for cash right away?
Cash.
Oh, interesting. So you don't really like stay in the market very much. You're basically trying to get in, make a profit, and get out.
The market is all over the place right now. You can't really risk it.
I don't think anybody's making money right now on the market.
Yeah, it's basically the too many cryptocurrency miners.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's miners or what, but I think that, you know, I work in the Ethereum space. And so fortunately or unfortunately, depending how you look at it, I think that I don't think the price of Ethereum and a lot of these tokens has anything to do with the health of the actual technology. But, you know, try telling the market that, because there's so the amount of quality projects available right now compared to the level, like the amount of, you know, just junk out there is so off balance that you basically have all kinds of, you know, I think the market's being shaken out right now. So I think, I think anybody that has a lot needs to hold on to it if they believe in the technology. But if they're just trying to arbitrage, for me, I would be too risk averse to do that.
Yeah, it's not stable yet.
Yeah. Are you a developer at all, or are you into technology, or?
Yeah, basically technology, programming.
Programming, cool. What kind of programming do you do?
Basically video game making.
Video game making. Okay, so what's the technology stack for video games that you make?
Still a beginner to tell you something.
That's fair. I mean, like, do you make mobile games like in Android, like with Java, or do you use something like C Sharp or other things like that, or C++, or?
Yeah, mostly Java.
Mostly Java. Cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting that Algeria, forgive me, that's North Africa, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Northern Africa. Yeah. There are some countries in Africa that are really sort of taking a strong interest in crypto. Right. Yeah. Like Nigeria specifically. Nigeria and I want to say Ghana. Yeah. Definitely a lot of interest there. Have you ever considered trying to work in the cryptocurrency space, or are video games your thing?
Yeah, it's basically dead here. So all you can do is cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, do you do these podcast things often on Anchor?
No, this is the first time.
This is the first time for me too. It's funny. Yeah, I didn't know if anyone was going to match me. I just created the tag cryptocurrency, and I figured, well, let's try it.
I created an account like 3 days ago. This is my first match.
This is your first match. That's cool. Do you have any questions for me? I think I've asked you so many questions. I was just very curious.
The Ethereum. Can you explain it?
Yeah. So do you know generally what Ethereum is, or do you want me to start from the very beginning?
I know the basics, but not the niche details.
Well, like, you know, the original cryptocurrency is Bitcoin, really. And, you know, it's a peer-to-peer payment system. It's a ledger. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, you could send Bitcoin to me, or I could send it to you, or whomever. And, you know, you don't need to trust me. As long as I send you the money, it's basically, you know, it's going to be processed and mined on the Bitcoin blockchain. So it's peer-to-peer payment. With Ethereum, however, you actually can execute code on the Ethereum blockchain. And so you can upload and execute functions called programs called smart contracts. And, you know, the smart contracts can do things like they could create a contract, but not loosely termed a contract between two people or several people, where if conditions are met, then money would be sent to one person. So there's all kinds of applications for it, like betting and exchange of property, exchange of really all kinds of value. And so, you know, you could basically program on top of Ethereum. And so there's a lot of businesses that are being created on top of Ethereum that have a wide variety of uses. And so you actually can create additional tokens and coins on top of Ethereum as well, that represent voting rights or shares in a company, or, you know, the ability to participate in a system. So Ethereum is a smart contract platform that kind of acts like a distributed computing system. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So Ethereum is quite different from Bitcoin, and it is quite different from a lot of the actual,
it,